Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
Holland's 2014 Comprehensive Parks and Recreation five-year plan update was presented to the City Council this past Wednesday evening by Kathy Wiekamp and Susie Fromson of Edgewater Resources.
We had a lot of discussion about how great the downtown is, and we would like to add to that how great the park system is and how much we've enjoyed and are really satisfied with this product by working with a great team of people here, city staff and other Parks and Rec Commission members. It's been terrific. So adding to the compliments about Holland, thank you for having us. We are here today to just describe to you this plan that has been up for public review for a month and a half now. It's been in the works since September. It's had a very robust public input process as dictated and required by the Department of Natural Resources, which is the agency that this will be ultimately submitted to. It's also been reviewed over and above the bare requirements. So we're here today to talk to you a little bit more about it in detail and present to you our findings. So to begin with, we have, let me get the technology working here. There we go. So the format of the plan is loosely dictated by the Department of Natural Resources, and we have, again, met those requirements, but also as a reflection of this really great system, we've gone over and above with the staff to really bring it into a more useful tool at moving forward through the 5 years in making decisions, recommendations, and really having that as a tool, not just bare minimum to submit to DNR. The first chapter, we look at really the plan purpose and the scope, and it's to look at the whole of the system, and it's looking at the recreational facilities, the facilities, the parks themselves, and the programming. And we look at that, and we look at everything from postage stamp parks through to major green space linear parks, too. So it's at every scale. And to do that, we take an inventory. We look at what the city is today, what are the trends, how can we respond to those trends with the parks and recreational system. So some clues, we're just going to be highlighting the findings here. There's a lot of data in there. But a few of the things that sort of direct our recommendations later on in the report are things like, you know, how many families and households are below the poverty line? How does that dictate how people and residents could use the park system? And the age of the residents, how does that inform what future programming we should accommodate and where those programs would take place and what sort of parks? Chapter 2, we talk a little bit more about, we dive in a little bit more about the structure within the city of Holland, what exactly is going on in your facilities, the programming, whose partnerships and volunteers, who's helping bring the programming and the system alive and keeping it working beyond the city staff, and then just an overview of the current budget and how that affects future planning as well. Currently, you have a nice, big, adequately sized, and well-maintained park system. It has 7 mini parks, 6 neighborhood parks, 7 community parks, 2 natural resources areas, and 4 special use facilities. And those are designations that are national standards. Those are open space types. that we've taken inventory of, so we didn't sort of designate those ourselves. Those are actual standards. And you have a very robust program, too. It's terrific. You have all sorts of opportunities given to the residents to get involved. They have a lot of special events. They partner with facilities and other programs across the year and across the city. So it's really nicely served. That doesn't mean that there aren't more opportunities. And according to surveys that were given and focus groups that were asked, there were things that we found that, you know, we could look at, and what are the really popular programs and what are programs whose participation is declining or seem to be less desirable, and, you know, adjust programming accordingly. So that's part of the inventory as well. That's within the report. So the budget was also looked at, and it's fairly comparable to other park systems. There are always special projects that come up, but there are always challenges to the budgets. One that seems to be pretty consistent there is how to maintain the level of service that's been expected and been enjoyed from many years with a slightly reduced budget. So we have some strategies for that and acknowledgement of that as well. And my colleague, Susie Fromson, is going to take it from here. She's going to be discussing more of the findings and then the goals and objectives and the actions that came from those findings. Thank you, Kathy. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Susie Fromson, as she said, and Kathy gave a nice introduction to the plan. I'll briefly walk you through the remainder of the plan and touch on the key points. Starting with Chapter 3, our inventory of parks and recreation facilities. To inform our decisions made later in this plan, we first conducted a thorough, comprehensive inventory of all of Holland's parks, recreation facilities, and special use facilities. The list here. This page is an example. For each of the parks, we developed a list of criteria, and some of the criteria include park type, as Kathy mentioned before, whether the park is a small mini park of less than 3 acres, a neighborhood park that is meant to serve one neighborhood, or a community park meant to serve two or more neighborhoods, size, accessibility ratings, which rate how accessible that park would be to a person of limited physical capability. Other factors, amenities offered in that park, official park programming that may be offered there, and an assessment of the general condition of that park. This is an example, Holland Heights Park here, of a mini park, and here's an example, Van Ralty Farm, of a community park that serves a special purpose. So that chapter really covered everything that Holland currently has within the park system. Chapter 4, the planning and public input chapter, covers our process of interviewing the public through a series of focus group meetings. We held 3 days of focus group meetings over the course of 2 months in the fall, and we studied two surveys, public surveys that have been done in the last 10 years, and compiled all that information. This graphic here really shows, in just a simple way, some of the items that were mentioned multiple times throughout that public input process. You'll see some of the hot topics were, the main one being maintain quality. What we heard over and over again was Holland has a great park system. You have multiple resources that you want to protect and maintain. The people of Holland have become accustomed to a high standard for their parks, and they don't want to see those standards slip. Some other hot topics were winter activities, the need, especially in winters like this one, that seem to take up half the year, the need to have outdoor recreation activities in those winter months. Also, waterfront access, with the amount of waterfront that you enjoy here in Holland, really making the most of that. Trails, forming connections between your parks. and equal access, getting all people, regardless of income level, mobility level, giving them access to your parks. Chapter 5 touched on the needs and deficiencies that we might find in the park system, starting with comparing your park system to national standards. You'll see in this slide here, we group mini and neighborhood parks together because they serve similar uses. And when you compare for a population of Holland size, the acreage required is almost exactly what you currently have available. So no deficiency there. And when it comes to community parks, you'll see that the acreage required is much lower than what you have available. So as far as national standards set by the National Recreation and Parks Association, you're right on target for the size of your parks and the acreage that you have. I should note that these are guidelines, the national standards. They're not necessarily requirements. So if you were to vary from those standards, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Your parks really should serve your community based on the unique community that you have here. But it's a nice snapshot to see that you are on track.
Visuals on this proposed plan is on the city's website at cityofholland.com. A special public hearing on the proposed five-year plan is this coming Wednesday evening at 5:30 p.m. in the second floor training center of Holland City Hall. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.